Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Live the game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexrode, Michelle Knezevic here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And we are very pleased to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our good friend David Ubben from The Athletic. David, what's going on, man? How are we doing?
Not much. Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, we appreciate you taking time to join us. And David, we've spent a lot of time talking with you about Tennessee football, and we're going to do that a little bit more today, but you have a new role with The Athletic as well. What can you tell us about what's going to be in the future for David Ubben at TheAthletic.com?
Yeah, sort of expanding my coverage area to all 50 states, and I'll be covering all of college football. Certainly I'll be in SEC country quite a bit, but just doing a lot more, so I'm excited about it.
And no one more deserving, no one better, really. I don't want to turn this into a Mutual Admiration Society segment here, but really happy for you. You're going to be awesome at this, David. And also, you were awesome at the thing that we wrote today, which took us a while, but we talked to a lot of high school coaches around the state and really about recruiting. It's an extensive piece. Actually, it could have been more extensive. it was very long in the rough draft, but just your prevailing takeaways from this. And of course, we talked to people. We had West Side, East Side. It's kind of like three states, which is one interesting thing about recruiting in the state of Tennessee and high school football in the state of Tennessee. I mean, you go from one side to the other, and it really is like two different states, but. But what are the big things that stand out to you about this project, David?
I mean, I think just in general, the coaches on a person-to-person factor seem to be a little bit more pleased with Josh Heupel. I mean, Josh Heupel's certainly a little bit, less intense at times, I guess. You don't hear sort of the same sort of interpersonal issues. Sometimes it can come up with coaches that you did with the previous head coach. So that's, I think, one major thing, and I think, too, James Franklin hasn't coached in the state of Tennessee since, what, 2013? And almost a decade later, he's still revered among high school coaches. So
they miss him.
No kidding. And it's that was very interesting to me.
Well, following up on the Heupel thing, like Pruitt to Heupel thing, I wonder, I mean, I understand – that Pruitt, and I think we knew this. It's, you know, I mean, some of this stuff like wasn't surprising to me. Like, I think Pruitt kind of made it clear, right? That, I mean, he's going for the best of the best, and he's not like, I mean, you know, he's not a touchy feely guy, and he's not, he's got to go where he can go to get players. So
does know where the first down marker is, though.
That's true. He's very good at teaching media about the game of football. There are a lot of facets to Jeremy Pruitt. But with Heupel, to me, isn't it almost like he has to have this approach at this point, given everything that has gone on and given that it's not just like Alabama and Clemson are coming in here and getting players Tennessee might be interested in?
Yeah, I mean, you have to sort of do that dance, right? Every high school coach, or I mean, every college coach has to deal with that, you know, wherever they are. You know, in Texas, that's like a very big thing. Like, if you have to figure that out, because say a school has a three-star receiver and you go sign a four-star receiver from Florida, but that same high school has a five-star defensive end the next year, you're going to have an uphill battle trying to get that guy because that coach feels insulted, of your program and of the state and that the state's not good enough for you. And it's not obviously as intense and in Tennessee as it is in Texas, but there are certainly themes of that, of guys saying, hey, you know, it didn't seem like they felt like our guys were good enough, and they didn't really like that, and I think that hurt them, you know, in in-state recruiting a little bit. And so that definitely comes up, but every coach has to figure out that dance of you want to prioritize the state, but as you know, I think we had multiple coaches talk about, you can't just build your whole program around Tennessee kids, but you have to get some Tennessee kids. And the previous staff certainly, you know, especially in the 20 class, you know, didn't make that a huge priority. Or I guess it was maybe the 21 class, didn't make that a huge priority. And, you know, this staff seems to be taking a different approach, and we'll see. They haven't had a lot of immediate success, but it's still pretty early.
David Ubbin from The Athletic on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And, David, to that point, you know, one of the things we talked about on our show when Josh Heupel was hired was not only was the record kind of going the wrong way at UCF, but recruiting was as well. And, look, albeit, I mean, that place was in great shape when Josh Heupel took over, so that's a pretty high bar to work from, and we all recognize that. But I'm interested to see, I guess, how Josh Heupel really adapts and changes the way he recruits here in the SEC, because, as you know, that's the name of the game in this conference. You got to be able to recruit.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, speed is a huge emphasis for them, but you got to be able to win on the lines as well, and I think they realize that. But I think it's certainly more paramount in the SEC than it would have been in the American. And so you're sort of building your program here, and they got to kind of figure that out. And, you know, for them, you know, I think it will help as they get a little more access to guys, a little bit more time passes. All those things can help because, again, they've had very little access to players with the extended dead period and all that stuff. And then, of course, the NCAA issues, which I was a little surprised that the coaches hadn't heard much about. But I will say I wondered a lot if that was a little bit different if they went out of state. The in-state, it didn't seem like it was that big of a deal, but out of state, I wonder. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's the rub he's got to sort of figure out right now.
Yeah, well, and look, this is where, whether it's a big deal or not, you know other coaches will make it a big deal, have made a big deal, mm-hmm. You know, of course. I mean, that's how this thing goes. David, as far as we also have some, you know, big picture questions in these pieces for coaches, and I thought we got some really interesting answers on a variety of things, you know, name, image, likeness, just cheating, you know, the process, uncommittable offers, things like that. Of those things, what struck you most?
I mean, I think coaches see a lot of the same things that we do in terms of what's wrong with recruiting. I mean, the uncommittable offer stuff is really messed up. And how you handle that. I mean, we talked to a coach who was talking about, hey, you know, it's one thing if a place offers, you know, five receivers and they're going to take two, then you got to kind of figure out what you're going to do. But there are some places that, you know, they're going to offer 20 linebackers and they're going to take three. And it's like, what are we even doing here? Like, what is happening? You know, and how many of those offers don't really mean that much. And for a kid, he doesn't understand that. And maybe the coach does. But I'm sure for some kids, you know, I'm sure they're wondering if they should even believe their head coach. In a lot of cases, like, well, no, coach, they sat down and they told me they offered me. He's like, well, you know, a kid hearing that offer is not real is really hard, and it makes life difficult on the kids and the coaches. And, you know, they talk about it being kind of fool gold sometimes. And, you know, that's pretty interesting, and it's difficult because a lot of kids don't know how to handle this stuff because they've never done it before, you know. I talk to, you know, when I talk to recruits and hang out with their families a lot, it's interesting because we keep an eye on recruiting every year and the coaches do recruiting every year. But for a lot of these families, this is the only time that they do this. They don't know how all this stuff works all the time. And when a coach says, hey, we'd be glad to offer you, and then you can't really accept that offer, it's very like, well, what's going on here? And families can be frustrated and confused and all that stuff. And, you know, it makes life difficult for everybody.
Yeah, and, you know, one coach was like, I've heard this from other coaches too, just the, how about, you know, if you've got an offer, quote-unquote, then present a piece of paper. That's not possible, of course, under the current system, but the idea of no signing day and maybe some date, you know, when that can actually happen. And now there'd still be, like, you know, probably verbals from, like, eighth graders, but, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
It could create,
what are you going to do? I mean, like I said, I kind of like the idea of like an unofficial piece of paper that just sort of says, hey, you know, this means something to us. And I don't know, you know, that might get you in trouble in terms of, you know, your numbers and all that stuff. And things are kind of unofficial. But I don't envy the families and the players that don't understand a lot of these dynamics. And the coaches do because they see it every year. We do because we see it every year. But again, we deal with it every year. We're not dealing with recruiting for the first time. And I, again, it's a tough deal for a lot of folks that have to learn some of these lessons the hard way, and it just sucks.
All right, well, you're covering the entire nation, but you're still a Vols expert. So what are your impressions right now, especially on the quarterback situation? I mean, do you feel like this actually could just be that three guys are so close that it's hard to separate anyone out?
I really don't think so. I think Joe Milton's performance in the scrimmage earlier this week, I think, has separated him a little bit. It sounded like he had a very, very nice day, and I would be shocked if he's not your week one starter.
Do you think that it will be like Milton and then backups, or like they'll still try to involve someone else with reps leading into it and maybe some game action? I mean, really, like as a roster management move, if nothing else.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're still going to get guys getting reps with the first group. I wouldn't be surprised to see that, but I don't think they're going to play multiple guys. I don't know that you're going to have a split situation. You know, it's not over. We'll see what kind of plays out, but the scrimmages carry a lot of weight, and it seems like Joe Milton had a really nice day in the final scrimmage before the season starts.
Well, David, great stuff. We really enjoyed this piece with you and Rexrow that you've put out. We've tweeted that out at 1025 The Game on Twitter if you're interested in checking that out. David, congratulations on the new role at TheAthletic.com. We appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. David Ubben from The Athletic, our guest here on Robbie and Rexrow. We'll come back. We'll react a little bit to what David had to say there. Dig a little bit deeper into this Tennessee recruiting piece that Rex Rode and David Ubben have come out with as well at TheAthletic.com. All that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Rode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. 102.5 The Game and Heineken are getting on the road with the Roadies to see Nashville SC take on Atlanta United Saturday, August the 28th in Atlanta. And you can join the Roadies on the road. All you got to do to enter is text RIDE THE BUS, all one word. That's RIDE THE BUS, all one word, to 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. The winner will receive two round-trip seats on the bus, two tickets in the roadie section at the August 28th match at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.